Up in the mountains of northern Iraq, a group of Kurdish guerrilla fighters has been in hiding for years. The PKK, as the Kurdistan Workers' Party is known, is considered a terror group by the U.S., and they have been treated with suspicion even by fellow Kurds. NPR's Alice Fordham takes us to one little Kurdish town where that's changing.
At a checkpoint outside the northern Iraqi town of Mahmur is something I've never seen before. Two men check cars. One's young and wearing a sand-colored uniform of the official forces called Peshmerga. The other's older, grizzled, and dressed in an olive-green traditional Kurdish overall. And he's with the PKK. We're happy to be working together, says the older man named Haji Hussein Abdurrahman. It's a new thing. Till recently, Peshmerga and the Iraqi Kurdish authorities didn't deal with the PKK much. There's a long rivalry between the two. Plus, Turkey and the US consider them terrorists who hit civilian Turkish targets in the 1990s. But some of those attitudes began to change when the so-called Islamic State charged into northern Iraq and took turf, including this town. Abdurrahman tells me how militants from the Islamic State blasted in early June. The Peshmerga were struggling to fight back, but there's a refugee camp here where thousands of PKK supporters kicked out of Turkey live, and they picked up their old rifles. At that PKK camp, I meet a civilian official, Polat Muhammad Khalil.
We evacuated all the civilians, the women and kids and elderly people from the camp, and then we reorganized ourselves as guerrillas to confront ISIS.
They joined forces with the Peshmerga and began to fight back. With the help of U.S. airstrikes, they pushed the militants out.
Yes, it was the first time for us to coordinate with the Peshmerga, to be in one place, one position. So we have to thank ISIS because they unified us.
And in town, people seem grateful. Aram Karim chats while he makes me a sandwich. He says the PKK help was a surprise. The camp's been here since the 90s, but they never did any fighting. They were always good neighbors, he says, but I like them much more now. And it's not just here. On Mount Sinjar in August, the PKK helped tens of thousands of minority Yazidis escape the Islamic State. And their close sister group in Syria, the YPG, have been keeping the militants out of the town of Kobani. Still.
The United States will not, on the PKK, change policy. It doesn't talk to the PKK. It considers it as a terrorist organization. It follows a Turkish line.
Turkey expert Henri Baki of Lehigh University there. Many think it's unlikely the international community will change their view of the PKK soon. Turkey blames them for the deaths of three soldiers just this week and targets them with airstrikes. But on the PKK's Syrian sister group, the YPG, Baki thinks there has been a shift. They're not on the US terror list, and last week, the US airdropped them weapons. Alice Fordham, NPR News.